know that feeling at the end of the clinical day when you've seen a full schedule of patients, but you're still sitting at your desk an hour later, wrestling with your EHR? That documentation burden is real, and it's one of the leading causes of clinician burnout. Well, a new study just published in JAMA is shedding some light on whether AI-powered scribes might actually be the answer we've been hoping for. Spoiler alert, they help, but maybe not quite in the way you'd expect. So let's talk about what researchers from multiple academic health systems set out to study here. They wanted to know, if we bring in AI scribes to help with documentation, what actually happens to clinician time and productivity? And crucially, does the benefit look the same across different types of doctors and different practice settings? The study tracked clinicians at multiple institutions and compared their EHR time and visit volumes before and after AI scribe adoption. And here's what they found, which I think is actually pretty encouraging, even if the numbers are more modest than some of the hype might suggest. First, the EHR time savings. Clinicians saved about 13.4 minutes out of every 8-hour workday on total EHR time. That's a 3% relative decrease. Now, that might not sound earth-shattering, but here's the thing. When you zoom in on pure documentation time, the savings jump to 16 minutes, a 10% reduction. So the AI scribe is specifically taking documentation work off your plate, while other EHR tasks, like inbox management and orders, still take up your time. Then there's the productivity angle. On average, clinicians delivered 0.49 additional ambulatory visits per week. That's about one extra patient every 2 weeks across the practice, or roughly a 1.7% bump in visit volume. Again, not transformative, but real. But here's where it gets interesting. The benefits were definitely not evenly distributed. Primary care clinicians? They saw 25 fewer EHR minutes of savings. That's roughly double the average. Female clinicians saw 19 fewer minutes. Advanced practice clinicians, like nurse practitioners and physician assistants, also benefited significantly. And here's something important. Clinicians who used the AI scribe for 50% or more of their visits saw 21.3 fewer EHR minutes and 27.3 fewer documentation minutes. So frequency of use really matters. These tools work better when you actually use them consistently. One thing I really appreciate about this study is that they looked at work outside scheduled hours. Nights, weekends, that stuff. And the finding is reassuring. AI scribe adoption didn't meaningfully change that. We're talking about a 3-minute decrease. Basically nothing. That tells us clinicians were reallocating those saved documentation minutes to other clinical tasks, not just banking them as extra time. They were catching up on inbox, seeing patients, or tackling the other stuff that piles up during the day. Now, let's parse what this actually means for a health system considering this investment. The financial impact is pretty modest. The study found about $167 in additional monthly EM revenue per clinician. That's, frankly, not a huge number when you factor in the cost of implementing and maintaining an AI scribe system. So from a pure revenue perspective, these tools aren't going to be a financial windfall. But I think the real value lies elsewhere. Yes, you're getting small productivity gains, but more importantly, you're addressing something that's driving clinicians out of the field. The soul-crushing documentation burden. Even a 10% reduction in documentation time is worth something. When you talk to clinicians using these tools, they often report that the cognitive load of documentation, the context switching between patient care and EHR, goes down noticeably. That's not captured in minutes saved, but it matters for burnout. The variation across clinician types also tells us something important about implementation. Primary care clinicians benefit more, probably because their documentation is more standardized, and AI can handle more of it. The data also suggests that female clinicians and APCs benefited more, which might reflect differences in documentation patterns or baseline workflow. This isn't a one-size-fits-all tool. And that finding about the 50% usage threshold? That's critical. This isn't a tool you can roll out passively. You need real training, workflow integration, and buy-in. Clinicians who engage with the technology see meaningful benefits. Those who use it minimally might not see much improvement at all. So where does this leave us? AI scribes do deliver on their promise. They genuinely reduce documentation burden and enable modest productivity gains in academic settings. But they're not going to revolutionize your practice overnight. The financial return is narrow. The benefits concentrate in certain clinician populations, and success depends heavily on implementation and adoption practices. If you're a health system evaluating this technology, the takeaway is, be realistic about expectations. Budget carefully against a conservative $167 per clinician monthly revenue gain. Invest in training. Expect stronger returns from primary care than other specialties. And recognize that this is really more of a quality of life and retention tool than a revenue tool. For individual clinicians, the message is simpler. If you're drowning in documentation, this might genuinely help, but you've got to engage with it properly to see the benefit. The research is in the current issue of JAMA, and it's worth a read if you're facing these decisions at your institution.